This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke about the embattled city of Bakhmut on Wednesday during a visit to Poland. Reuters' Emma Jaley reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday that Ukrainian troops were still fighting for Bakhmut but could pull out if they risked being cut off.
For me, the most important is not to lose our soldiers. And of course, if there is a moment of even hotter events and the danger we could lose our personnel because of encirclement, of course, the corresponding correct decisions will be taken by generals there.
Zelensky appeared to be referring to the idea of withdrawing. Ukrainian military commanders have stressed the importance of holding Bakhmut and other cities prior to an anticipated counteroffensive in the coming weeks or months.
That's Reuters' Emma Jaley reporting. North Korea on Thursday accused the United States and South Korea of escalating tension to the brink of nuclear war through their joint military drills involving American strategic assets. State media KCNA said Pyongyang vows to respond with what it called offensive action. U.S. and South Korean forces have been conducting a series of annual springtime exercises since March, including air and sea drills involving a U.S. aircraft carrier and a B-1B and B-52 bombers, and their first large-scale amphibious landing drills in 5 years. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen said Wednesday that the large bipartisan gathering of U.S. politicians who met with her in Simi Valley, California Wednesday show that Taipei is not isolated in the face of Chinese anger. She met with the lawmakers and reporters on the sidelines of a meeting with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. This is VOA News. Israeli police entered Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque in force before dawn on Wednesday and clashed with worshippers, drawing condemnation from Arab countries, a furious reaction in the occupied West Bank, and cross-border strikes in Gaza. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
An Israeli police raid on Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque has sparked fury among Palestinians and condemnation across the Arab world, as well as cross-border strikes in Gaza and fears of yet another escalation. Witnesses said police beat worshippers and fired rubber-tipped bullets before dawn on Wednesday. The clashes come during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, when it's common for crowds to spend the night at the mosque, and also on the eve of the Jewish Passover. Under a long-standing status quo arrangement governing the area, only Muslims are allowed to worship at Al-Aqsa. But Jewish visitors have increasingly prayed more or less openly at the compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The stage is now set for former Vice President Mike Pence to appear before a federal grand jury in the Justice Department's probe of efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
A spokesman says Pence will not appeal a judge's order compelling him to testify. The special counsel investigating efforts by Donald Trump and his backers to undo the election results subpoenaed Pence months ago. Trump's lawyers objected, citing executive privilege. But a federal judge last week rejected the arguments, forcing Pence to testify, while also giving Pence a win, accepting his lawyers' arguments that, for constitutional reasons, Pence cannot be questioned about his actions the day of the Capitol riot. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Britain on Wednesday announced plans to house around 500 asylum seekers on a barge as the government seeks cost-cutting measures and deterrence for arrivals crossing the English Channel. Following his pledge to stop the small boats used by tens of thousands of migrants each year to make the treacherous trip, Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said the barge would save money and reduce pressure on hotels. The Conservative government has already put forth a plan to outlaw asylum claims by all illegal arrivals and transfer them to what they called safe third countries, such as Rwanda. But charity group Refugee Council said the barge will be completely inadequate for what they call vulnerable people who have come to our country in search of safety, having fled beatings and death threats in countries such as Afghanistan and Iran. More on this story and other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.